Hey everyone, my name is Sylvia and welcome to the Multi-Passionate Pivot Podcast. If you don't know me, I'm a virtual assistant and VA coach from Portugal, and I love talking all about entrepreneurship, working from home, virtual assistants, social media, and much more. So if you're interested in any of that, just keep on listening. Hey everyone, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I mean, I don't know how you would have found my podcast otherwise, please let me know. DM me on Instagram if you found my podcast through a different platform. But if you don't follow me on Instagram, you wouldn't have seen my post announcing that now my podcast will be kind of a question and answer place for me to answer you guys' questions. So if you have any questions for me, feel free to DM me on Instagram and I'll do my best to respond to them. Today's episode was from a question I got on a question sticker on my IG stories, and it was, how do you onboard clients? So I'm going to be talking about that in just a second. So as some of you may know, I actually work both as a virtual assistant and as a coach for other virtual assistants. So I actually, if you didn't know, I coach other VAs on how to figure out their services and who their ideal client is, and then how to market themselves on Upwork and Instagram. But I'll actually be talking about on this episode how to onboard new clients as a VA, because I know most of my audience are VAs themselves. And the person who asked this question is actually a VA herself. So that would be more fitting to talk about my experience onboarding clients as a VA. So that's what I'm about to do. So the first thing that I like to do when a client approaches me, either on Upwork or through an Instagram DM, those are the main ways that I get clients coming to me. But this would be fitting as well if you applied for a job on Upwork and you got a response back. But the first thing I like to suggest to them is for us to get on a quick call. A 15 to 30 minute call is enough, just so I can ask them a few questions and get to know them and their business a bit better. Because just through text, sometimes it's hard to get the vibe of each other and it takes a lot more time going back and forth with texts, especially if you're in different time zones. So I just like to get on a call with my clients whenever possible. So I usually just send them a call scheduling link. You can create a scheduling link for yourself using Calendly or Acuity Scheduling. I'm now using Dubsado, and I'll talk about a bit more about that later on this episode. But you can create for free a link to book a call with Calendly. That's what I was using before and it worked perfectly. So before I get into the questions that I ask on the call, I actually have a couple of questions that I ask my clients on the call scheduling link. So again, you can do this within Calendly or Dubsado or whatever you're using to schedule your calls. But I like to ask them questions such as, what is their budget or their website link and their social media links if they have them? Just because that helps me prepare for the call better. That helps me, I can look at their website and see, get to know them a bit better, so I come prepared with questions about their business, and the budget helps me know what packages to suggest to them. And also, what I was about to say is that I like to add in that call scheduling link a field for them to ask me any questions previously, so I can come prepared for the call with the answer to that question. If they have a specific question or a specific doubt about working with a VA or a social media manager, I can really come prepared to the call and be able to answer all their questions. And a couple of the questions that I like to ask them within the call, these are mostly pertaining social media, because I work mostly with social media management clients. That's my main service as a virtual assistant. But I like to ask them what their goals with social media are, as well as their overall business goals. So okay, if they want more followers or brand awareness, how does that tie in with their overall business goals for, let's say, 2020? Like, if they want more sales, that's why they would want more followers. But in the end, that would let me understand that what they want more would be like website clicks, for example. And I like to ask them if they've ever worked with a social media manager before, so I kind of get an idea of how much they know about working with a social media manager or how much I would need to teach them. I'm, of course, fully open to working with people who have never worked with a social media manager before, and I'm happy to teach them, but just for me to get an idea of where they're at. I also like to ask them their pain points with social media, their competitors, their current strategies, and how much of those strategies they want to keep and how much they are open to change. Hopefully they'll be open to change, or else I don't see us working together very well. I like to ask them if they know what's working already with their social media content and how involved do they want to be. So usually the clients want to be more involved and review my content within the first or second week, but then they give me more creative freedom. But I just like to know where they're at, if they want me to always run content by them or if they want me to be fully like on my own. And I also ask them what services they need. So like content strategy, content creation, scheduling, engagement, or if they want on top of that to add email marketing, for example. I always like to get that sorted out on a call, because then the next step that I do in my client onboarding is I'll send them a custom proposal. I actually customize all my packages for every single client, and I send them a custom proposal within the next 24 hours. So yeah, that being said, I don't often discuss pricing on a call because, again, it's something so custom that I need to think about it later without the pressure of giving them a price on a call. But I always let them know you'll receive an email with a customized proposal, and I make it pretty as a PDF. I actually create my proposals within Canva, if you're curious. And I just send the proposal with their objectives and their breakdown of their packages that I recommend them. And yeah, then they get back to me, say yes or no. And if they like the proposal and if they want to move forward to working with me, I usually try to get them to hire me on Upwork, just because that's where I have most of my VA clients. And yeah, it's just easier for me to have them all on the same place. And since if the client doesn't have Upwork already, and since I'm top rated, they give me a link. So if I send that link to the client, it's kind of an affiliate link. Our contracts will never have any fees. So if you know anything about Upwork, you know their fees are 20% of the contract value. And if I send them my link, our contract will have no fees at all whatsoever. And it's good because you get to have the security of working with Upwork if you don't know much about it. Upwork really has a good... It makes sure that you're paid, and on the client end, it makes sure that they get the work they paid for. So they're kind of an intermediary, and that's also why their fees are that high. But I really like to keep, whenever possible, my clients on Upwork. And that's basically my onboarding process usually. But as I said in the beginning, I'm now trying out a new system for onboarding clients. I'm still new to it, and I'm using Dubsado for it. If you'd like me to create an updated episode about it in the future, I'd be totally down for that. And I don't want to go too much in depth on this episode because, again, I'm new to using it. And this episode, I feel like it's too long already. I really get carried away sometimes when I'm speaking. But basically, Dubsado allows you to create a more streamlined and automated onboarding system for your clients. So I currently have an application form for my coaching clients and a proposal form for my VA and social media clients. And after they fill out those forms, they will get immediately an automated message saying that, hey, thank you so much for filling out and for your interest in working with me. You'll get a response within 24 hours. So I just let them know, hey, I received whatever you sent me, whatever it is, a proposal or an application. So I got it and I'll get back to you, and I give them a time frame. So if you want to say 24 hours or 48 hours. And then I actually send them a typed out response written by me and personalized to them, saying if I think we're a good fit or not, or what I would suggest based on their budget or their needs. So that's what I'm doing now with Upsado. And again, if you want me to create another episode about it, like further down the line when I'm more used to it, I'd be totally down for that. As always, let me know if you have any requests or any questions on my IG DMs. My Instagram link is always in the show notes. And yeah, I hope you have a lovely day. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Multi-Passionate Pivot podcast. If you did, don't forget to subscribe so you get notified when a new one drops. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active. You can find a link for it in the show notes. And if you want, if you have any suggestions for future episodes or you just want to chat, feel free to DM me anytime. Talk to you later.